but I am disturbed by the fact that I have people who continually come to me and make complaints about one or more of my personnel, and they give me innuendo and not no concrete facts, no evidence. You take the investigation prior to this, when Lieutenant Swenson was accused of double dipping his work hours. The guy who came in and reported that, I sat down, I took the complaint from him, I started the investigation, and when I asked him to come down and do an interview so I could get the information that he had, he refused to do so. Multiple times he was contacted and requested to come down and sit with me for an interview so I could try to solve that and complete that investigation. He didn't come in. Yet when the investigation was complete and we did all the work with that, the same individual gets in the media and calls all a bunch of liars. Not a good thing for him to make an accusation, not cooperate with the investigation, and then claim that he's unhappy with the results. He may have the piece of information that I don't have and can't get to make a determination that there was something wrong here, but he refused to sit with me. I mean, if you're going to make a complaint about one of my personnel, please tell me what you got. I'm not afraid of disciplining my personnel. Neither is the city administrator or the police commissioner. We will do exactly what we got to do if we catch one of our folks doing wrong. But unless I have concrete proof, unless I know that I've got a good case, I have nothing.